Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Pretty impressive interview there with Kevin Kievsky, attorney down in Oakland County, running for attorney general. And by the way, the poll that he was referring to was from the Michigan Republican Party Leadership Conference that just was held on Mackinac Island, where I broadcasted the show from the green room there at the Grand Hotel. Then all those people who paid a lot of money to attend that conference got to vote on Saturday. I believe it was 3 o'clock was the deadline. And in that poll, they polled people attending the conference. Again, this wasn't open to the public of the people on Mackinac Island. This was specifically the attendees of the conference. Kevin, I believe the number was 54.6% of those that were polled voted for Kevin Kievsky to be the next attorney general. Second place went to Doug Lloyd, who I also had on the show. I believe he came in at 33%, almost 34%. So like Kevin said, about a 20-point victory in that poll. The third person running is irrelevant. I'm not even going to have him on the show because he doesn't have the experience. He doesn't have the resources. He doesn't have the money. And frankly, he's kind of a weak individual. I've heard him speak. I saw a couple of videos. Not interested. This race is going to come down to Kevin Kievsky and Doug Lloyd. And I think Kevin may have an advantage over Doug because he's a private attorney. Doug has been a prosecutor going after criminals, people after being investigated, did a crime, and he's been involved in the criminal prosecution of Michiganders. Specifically people down in his county. Not holding it against them. But Dana Nessel, even Gretchen Whitmer, both have been prosecutors, both have been involved in prosecuting Michiganders. I don't like their tactics. I don't like a prosecutor being in power. An attorney in the private sector representing the people, like he said, he represented one of the Republican 2020 electors and was able to get the case dismissed. I think one of the things we have to think about here, folks, and Kevin said it very well, he put it very well, the attorney general actually has, in some cases and in some situations, more power and more authority than the governor does. And to investigate price fixing, to go after monopolies. When I heard Kevin's response to those questions, because I thought about the questions I was going to ask him, I made sure I got him on the record because my mission statement, you guys know this, I've said it many times over the last 13 years I've been on this microphone. The main sole focus of Your Defending Fathers is to do a couple of things. Lower the cost of living for us, the people in the state of Michigan, in every facet of your life. Whether it's cheaper electric rates, cheaper car insurance, okay, getting rid of these high taxes, eliminating property taxes like the AxeMyTax.org effort. I am always looking for ways to save money. Believe you me, you can ask Miss Vicky. I do the grocery shopping. And I shop and compare prices and have my phone right there with my calculator to figure out price per ounce, price per pound, compare the qualities of the ingredients, and then make the best decision for Vicky and I. I do this to every single facet of my being, running the radio station, trying to save money with the internet, trying to save money here and there, whatever we can do. Make the advertising affordable for our sponsors. We're not making any money on this radio station. Just so you guys know, we have never, ever shown a profit since we've owned this station since March of 2020. A couple of years flat out, we lost money in the beginning, especially during the China virus. We provide this show, this information to you guys to make your lives better, to make our lives better. Holding these politicians accountable, making sure that they do things that we need done to make sure that we can have better pricing for gas, electricity, the roads, schools, better performance, lower taxes. It's what we're all about. I want an attorney general that will stop wasting money going after our president, Donald Trump. I want our attorney general to go in and investigate the monopoly that DT and Consumers Energy has on our electric grid. I want an attorney general that will follow up on our consumer protection complaints. I want somebody to investigate price fixing, gouging of gas prices in northern Michigan. How is it I go to Traverse City and buy my gas at Costco for $2.68 a gallon and turn around, drive up 31 to come home and go through my little town of Elk Rapids, 10 miles from our home studio, and it's 50 cents a gallon more? How is that even possible? We're talking less than 30 miles away. Petoskey, Sheboygan. I mean, don't get me started about Sheboygan's gas prices. I want an attorney general that will actively go after price fixing, price gouging when it comes to gas and diesel in our listening area. I'm going to have Doug Lloyd back on, and I'm going to ask him the same exact questions that I asked of Kevin Kievsky before I make my decision as to who I'm going to vote for at the endorsement convention in March. I am a precinct delegate already duly elected for Antrim County. Vicky is the county clerk. We're going to be voting at that endorsement convention. So I hope that you'll share that podcast with friends for that interview with Kevin Kievsky. Absolutely, absolutely share that podcast. Because I got to tell you, we have got to get a strong attorney general elected to represent the state of Michigan. We have got to get a great governor, and we have got to absolutely get a great secretary of state. So, going to be doing these interviews heading into March. We'll be having them on the show many, many times. I'll come up with a new batch of questions for Kevin and Doug. Actually, I'm going to reach out to Doug, and I'm going to give him the questions. No, I'm not going to give him ahead of time. Nope, not going to do that. I'm going to get Doug back on the show, and I'm going to ask him the same question, because I got to be honest, Kevin had no idea what I was going to ask him. Kevin had no idea. He asked me. He said, well, do you know the questions you're going to ask? I go, no, not really. I have an idea, but I never tell my interviews what the questions are going to be I want to see how quick you are on your feet, and I want the real truth. I want the real answers. And that's what you just got with Kevin Kievsky. Spells it different, but it's pronounced Kievsky. Kievsky. Like a key, K-E-Y, the letter F, ski. Kievsky. As a matter of fact, I'm going to talk to him about his T-shirts. Maybe he should spell it that way. K-E-Y-F-S-K-I. But anyway, good interview. Appreciate him coming on the show. What did you guys think? Did he sound like, you know, the right candidate to be the next attorney general? Let's see. One of the things that we have to talk about. One of the things that we're going to talk about is the process. The process, like Kevin spoke about, is the fact that we together, precinct delegates, will come together and attend a county convention. This will be sometime in March. After the county convention, we will send the chairman's report into the Michigan Republican Party as to who was elected to go down to the endorsement convention in Novi in March to be able to vote representing your county. Folks, it is imperative. If you are a precinct delegate, it is imperative that you attend your county convention when you're called to it and to fight hard to be one of the voting delegates to go to the state endorsement convention. It's mandatory. It's imperative because we do not want the establishment rhinos sending their people down to the state convention to vote for the endorsement of the endorsed establishment rhino candidates. We need our people down there, not the rhino establishment. So we'll get into all that after the new year. I'll make sure everybody's prepared. I'll tell you when the county conventions are going to be and remind you to get there and fight hard to go to be a state convention at the endorsement convention. Final segment of hour number two. We'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY, or call 800-654-9659. Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. Patriotsrelief.com.
Come see the largest outdoor event and concert venue in North America, Liberty Mountain USA in Farwell, Michigan, Saturday, October 11th. Gates open at 4, tours start at 5, live concerts with two bands will start at 7. There'll be food and drinks available. Come party for free and see this unbelievable outdoor venue. Liberty Mountain USA is located at 1001 Mott Mountain Road, Farwell, Michigan, in beautiful Clare County. See you there.
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go. And you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
Are you sick and tired of the same old political talking points with no real solutions? Inaction isn't leadership. It's time for new leadership in Michigan's 1st District. Someone with fresh perspectives, new ideas, and a willingness to listen to the people they serve. It's time for change. I'm Justin Michael, and I'm running for U.S. Congress to put Northern Michigan and the Upper Peninsula back on track. Let's bridge the divides together. Paid for by Justin Michael for Congress.
Everybody, welcome back to the show. Final segment of hour number two. Christine Gray down in Northville. Great interview. I liked Kevin's answers. So excellent, excellent. Greatly appreciate that. One of the things that you have to understand, again, the process, there's not a primary for Attorney General. There's not a primary for Secretary of State. There's not a primary for judges, certain state court judges, Supreme Court judges, as well as the nominees for the universities, U of M, Michigan State, Wayne State. All of those offices, the nominees are represented by the parties. The party, the Michigan Republican Party, the Michigan Democratic Party, they choose their candidates for those offices that end up on the November general election. They never appear in the August primaries. It doesn't happen. The general public does not select our candidates for the parties. The most informed, the most educated people within their parties are the precinct delegates that are duly elected to represent their neighbors, their neighborhood. That's why it's so critically important that you become and are a precinct delegate. Now, if you're not a precinct delegate right now, that was duly elected back in August of 2024 during that primary election, you need to contact your county party chairman and see if there's a vacancy for precinct delegate right now. See if you can be appointed, elevated to fill that vacancy for your area. That's how the process is done. One of the things that you can do then is participate in your county convention in choosing who gets to go to Novi for this endorsement convention in March. This is the process. If you have any questions about it, call me after the show. That's the bottom line. That's the bottom line. So, 2 points. 2 points. Contact your local county party's chairman. Tell them where you live. Ask them if they have a vacancy for precinct delegate in your area. If they do, ask to be elevated to fill that position for the remaining term. Now, all of us will be on the August primary ballot next year to be reelected for the next two-year term. If you're a precinct delegate right now, you get to go to the March nominating endorsement convention, but you need to be on the ballot in August so that you can serve for the next 2 years. Why? Because after this next midterm election of 26, you want to be part of the presidential election in 2028 within your local county party. Second point, when you contact your chair, ask them how you become a paid member of their county party, of your county party. You want to be a paid member. That way, you are recognized by the county as a dues-paying member of the county party. It's not mandatory. There is no poll tax. This is simply you supporting your local county party. Local county parties are able to raise money to put ads in newspapers, to be able to buy signs, to be able to do things on behalf of their chosen endorsed candidates if your county party chooses to endorse. My Antrim County Republican Party absolutely vets and goes through the candidates and actually endorses candidates in our Republican primaries. The whiners don't like it. Too bad, so sad, sucks to be you. Marv Rubing, the chair of the Antrim County Republicans, and his executive committee, of which I am a member, voted to do it. We want real Republicans, and that's what their ad says. Please vote for these real Republicans in the August primary. My wife, Victoria Bishop, was one of those real Republicans for county clerk. They had picked a sheriff candidate, and they had actually endorsed certain county commissioners. So, you have to understand this process. You have to understand how your county party operates. Now, speaking of county parties, I just got this flyer sent to me. The Sheboygan County Republican Party is having their Reagan Day dinner. It's going to be October the 19th at Nona Lisa's there in Mackinac City. Keynote speaker is Tudor Dixon. They've confirmed that Congressman Jack Bergman will be there, State Senator John DeMoose, as well as the primary challenger, Justin Michael, all confirmed to be at their Reagan Day dinner. If you want the flyer, text me CCRP, Sheboygan County Republican Party, CCRP. I'll send you the flyer. You can get your tickets today. Final hour today's show. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Road Trip, the Good Words Book for Success by Rick Randall is the perfect book that will change the way that you think and will positively impact your life. 123 good words, motivational, inspirational definitions, and packed with very cool poems for each word is a readable experience that you will visit time and time again. Available on Amazon Books and Barnes & Noble, Road Trip, Likely to Succeed, makes the perfect graduation gift. Enjoy reading Road Trip, Likely to Succeed A to Z, the Good Words Book for Success by Rick Randall.
Is from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury